Morning Watch. Loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Week 2. Song of Songs. The progressive experience of an individual believer's loving fellowship with Christ for the preparation of the bride of Christ. Tuesday. Related verses. Song of Songs 2, verses 8 to 10 and 13 to 14. Verses 8 to 10. The voice of my beloved, now he comes, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young hart. Now he stands behind our wall. He is looking through the windows. He is glancing through the lattice. My beloved responds and says to me, "Rise up, my love, my beauty, and come away." Verses 13 to 14. The fig tree has ripened its figs, and the vines are in blossom. They give forth their fragrance. Rise up, my love, my beauty, and come away. My dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the covert of the precipice, let me see your countenance. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your countenance is lovely. Romans 8, verses 2, 4, and 29. Verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. Verse 4. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Verse 29, because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, so then if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new. Related reading. Song of Songs 2, verse 8 and 9 speak of the vitality of resurrection. In the Bible, both the mountains and the hills refer to difficulties and barriers. Nothing is too high or too great to stop him. Christ has resurrected. He has overcome all difficulties and barriers. Difficulties and barriers are things of yesterday. He is living in the next day. All difficulties are beneath his feet. The minute he leaps, all the barriers are behind him. Song of Songs 2, verses 14 and 15 portrays the lover's deliverance from the self by the cross of Christ. The attainment of the lover of Christ in her pursuing after Christ for satisfaction and rest results in a condition in which she overcares for her spiritual condition before Christ. Overcaring for her spiritual condition causes the lover of Christ to fall into introspection, which becomes the seclusion as a wall that keeps her away from the presence of Christ. The Bible tells us to look away unto Jesus, but introspection always directs us to look into ourselves. In our introspection, we may ask, am I still perfect? Such introspection increases the self, resulting in a kind of seclusion as a wall to separate us from the presence of Christ. Christ comes as a gazelle leaping upon the mountains and as a young hart skipping upon the hills, showing forth his resurrection power over difficulties, to call her repeatedly to rise up from her down situation and come away to him from that situation which separates her from him. The Lord wants us to experience his cross so that we may enter into his resurrection. The calling for the cross and the resurrection figured by the springtime is in Song of Songs 2. The flowers, the fruit, the time of singing, and the voice of the turtle dove are a picture of resurrection. When the Lord's seeker looks into herself, it is the winter time of dormancy. But when she looks away to the resurrected Christ, she enters into the stage of spring, signifying the stage of resurrection. In order to empower and encourage his lover to rise up and get away from her down situation in her introspection of the self, Christ empowers her by showing her the power of his resurrection by the gazelles leaping upon the mountains and the young harts skipping upon the hills. It is by this power of Christ's resurrection that we, the lovers of Christ, determine to take the cross by denying ourself. It is also by this power of Christ's resurrection that we, the lovers of Christ, are enabled to be conformed to his death, to be one with his cross, as staying in the clefts of the rock, in the covert of the precipice. Christ encourages his seeker by the flourishing riches of his resurrection. The dormant days, winter, are past, and the trials, rain, are over and gone. This is a portrait of the riches of Christ's resurrection. The resurrected Christ became the life-giving spirit as the reality of his resurrection. The resurrection of Christ is linked with the spirit who gives life. This life-giving spirit indwells our spirit. Hence, our regenerated spirit indwelt by the life-giving spirit becomes the holiest of all as God's dwelling place linked with the holiest of all in the third heaven. In order to experience the life-giving spirit as the reality of resurrection in our spirit, we have to discern our spirit from our soul.